Blog Talk Radio.
Demon, I'm a shot true. Yes, I. Good evening. How's the evening, brothers and sisters? Erev Tov. Yes, I. Here for the Rastafari Thursday, the Thursday podcast here, the Rastafari podcast on the Thursday. Upper Room podcast, Upper Room of Zion podcast. Here we have today's daily psalm. Been actually referring to it enough, especially here as we're in the third book of Moshe, the third book of the Torah, third book of the Bible, known as Leviticus, on sacrifices and the word sound, from the phi cycle to the metaphi cycle, from the earthly type to the heavenly type, from the old, you say, covenant type to the new covenant type, particularly with the offerings, the aishants. Yes, I. So psalm we have today, the full of Psalm 141. Usually we just focus on that first verse right there and say, chant, truly, David, a man after Jehovah's own heart. So here, good evening, and Demon, I'm a shot you. And Demon, like what, I'm a shot you. How was your evening? Like, say, how was like the later part of the day coming to the evening, yeah? Erev Tov, yes, I. Good evening, Hebraically. Here for the upper room.
And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room. They went up into an upper room.
Mahalia, Mahalia, Rastafari.
The upper room. The upper room. The upper room.
And right here, from Acts of the Apostles, chapter 1, verses 13 and 14, to get a context of what we mean in Chabarim by the upper room and the upper room of Zion. Here.
Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room where abode both Peter and James and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes, and Judas the brother of James. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary the mother of Jesus and with his brethren.
In the upper room. So here the URZ, call it the URZ, hashtag URZ, you are Zion. Upper Room of Zion. And here, contribution from one of the Chabers, Chabarim, Talmudim, fellow disciples, Sahar Ahad, right here. Upper Room of Zion here.
Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room where abode both Peter and James and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes.
From the upper room of Zion, what they be on? Distinguishing the light seeker from the peon. Rise, lay it on us, lay upon us, knowledge that is eons. Old has it been told since the days of old, and I sit and watching the story unfold. Yeshua gave us the code, gave us the name. Kept the Maui Halas Selassie, the first will reign. The opener of the book of the seven seals. Time for the gathering. It's the matter, and no, not the Vatican. Christ in his kingly character, we on that again. I'ma keep speaking the scriptures until I'm out of wind. Built on the true foundation, there's no shaking. There's no need of you hating. Stop hesitating. How many of you have been waiting? In the upper room, we meeting in the upper room of Zion.
These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brethren. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room. They went up into an upper room.
Yes. Give thanks. Chaver Shalanu. Sahara. Sahar Ahad right there. And here. Giving the podcast right here. Description right here.
In the Christian tradition, based on Acts 1:13, the upper room was said to be the site of the Last Supper, i.e., the cenacle. But it was not the upper room found in Mark 14:15 and Luke 22:12 is the site of the Last Supper. However, the upper room in Zion, Acts 1:13, located on Mount Zion in the city of Dawid, was the usual place where the apostles of Adonai Baruch stayed in Jerusalem. And according to the Rastafari Encyclopedia, based upon Acts 2:42, as it is written, and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and breaking of bread and in prayers. It was thus the first church of the Nazarene. Our black master and savior, Jesus Christ, and said by many to be the first Christian church.
Yeah, upper room, higher height, metaphor cycle speaking. But here we have black Uhuru, yes, I leaving for Zion. Zion from the Here we have the evening psalm right here, the appointed evening psalm here for the fifth day of the 7 days. Day called Sunday. Here we're at the Thursday, the fifth day of the Shavuot, and here we have an appointed psalm. The evening psalm is Psalm 81. Here, or the Thursday psalm, fifth day psalm. Hear this. Rise up.
Psalm 81.
Mizmor pe alef lam natzei al hagittit le asav.
Sing aloud unto God our strength. Uzenu.
Harninu l'Elohim uzenu.
Make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob. God of Jacob.
L'Elohe Yaakov. Hari'u l'Elohe Yaakov.
Take a psalm and bring hither the timbrel, the pleasant harp with the psaltery. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon, in the time appointed on our solemn feast day. For this was a statute for Israel and a law of the God of Jacob. This he ordained in Joseph for a testimony when he went out through the land of Egypt, where I heard a language that I understood not. I removed his shoulder from the burden. His hands were delivered from the pots. Thou calledst in trouble, and I delivered thee. I answered thee in the secret place of thunder. I proved thee at the waters of Meribah. Selah. Hear, O my people, and I will testify unto thee. O Israel, if thou wilt hearken unto me. There shall no strange god be in thee, neither shalt thou worship any strange god. I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. But my people would not hearken to my voice, and Israel would none of me. So I gave them up unto their own hearts' lust, and they walked in their own counsels. Oh, that my people had hearkened unto me, and Israel had walked in my ways! I should soon have subdued their enemies, and turned my hand against their adversaries. The haters of the Lord should have submitted themselves unto him. But their time should have endured forever. He should have fed them also with the finest of the wheat, and with honey out of the rock should I have satisfied,
And day five, called Thursday among the Gentiles in the West. Day five, fifth day podcast. We have Psalm Tehillim 81 here in Hebrew, and esteemed Lehitorer Yisrael. Lehitorer Yisrael, like to wake up, Yisrael. I like to share this in the Hebrew right here, a little clip. I like to get the name of the one and one who I do this, go to the verse by verse right here. But hear this verse. Yes, I, from Isaiah.
For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people, to whom he said, This is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing. Yet they would not hear.
That's why Shema Yisrael, Sima, Yisrael Hoy, Sima, O Israel, hear, why hearing.
Hebrew, boy, everything takes time.
Important.
Boko Yom Hamishi, it is the fifth day of the week, and we do have a Tehillim that is recited in the fifth day of the week, found in chapter 81. And again, it will be recited also in Hebrew. Let's begin. Ramnazeha al hagetit la asaf haninu lelohim uze haru lelohe Yaakov su zemra utnetof Kinoch, Naim, El Navel, Tiku, Vahoresh, Shofa, Bakese, Leyom, Hage, Ki, Hoch, La Yisrael, Hu, Mishpot, Lelohe, Yaakov, Edut, Bihosef, Sam, Bezit, Alweet, Mizraim, Sofat, Lo, Yadati, Eshma, Hasiroti, Misavel, Shikim, Kape, Midud, Tavona, Batzara, Karata, Vahalze, Im, Basita, Raam, Echan, Alme, Mriva, Sela, Shema, Ame, Veeda, Ba, Yisrael, Im, Tishmale, Lo Yiye, V, El, Za, Vilo, Tishtahave, Leel, Neha, Anoke, Yahava, Elohe, Hamaal, Me'eret, Mizraim, Hahefpe, Va'amale, Veloshama, Ame, Lakole, Vizrael, Loavale, Va'ashache, Bishwerut, Leba, Yaku, Bimoazote, Lu, Ame, Shomea, Li, Yisrael, Birwake, Yahaleko, Kimat, Oeve, Aknea, Val, Zore, Ashiv, Yadi, Mazane, Yahava, Yakahashulo, Vihe, Ita, Lolam, Vaya Akile, Mehalev, Heta, Umizur, Devash, Asbeye.
Yes, yes, yes. Psalm for the fifth day, Psalm 81, verse by verse in the Hebrew, right there. It's an audio clip up there on the YouTube. I'm going to try to get the name of the reader right there. But Shema, Shema, Ami, hear, O my people. Shema, Shema, Ami, hear, hear, hear.
Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breasts. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people, to whom he said, This is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing. Yet they would not hear. But the word of the Lord was unto them precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little, that they might go and fall backward and be broken and snared and taken. Wherefore, hear the word of the Lord, 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 hear the word of the Lord.
Shema, Shema, Ami, hear, O my people, Shema.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiop, children of the Ethiop? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, saith the Lord.
So here, the Ethiopians. Let's hear this word from Nipsey Hussle on Ethiopia.
That's the only part of Africa that wasn't. And yep. So that's like you was talking about, it's just a pride to be from that part of Africa. There's a big pride, and even Jamaicans and Rastafarians, if that's the way you say it, Rastafari,
yeah,
they identify with the culture of Ethiopia and Eritrea, mm-hmm. just based on the fact it was never colonized. But that's a whole nother convo that, you know, they got experts that we got to be real careful about because they'll check us on our facts. But nah, you know.
Yes, sir. Rest in shalom, bro.
Yes, I am that I am, mighty and thunderable, Xabir Masakan, Gramau, Yurasatar, Madani, Alam, Tina Easterling, the Ghost, and the Ghast, Sai, Tubia.
Ethiopia. So here, before we ride up with today's daily psalm right here, the Ethiopians conquering lion right here, classic, roots. Yes,
Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel.
Shall go down in Babylon. It is out the killing of Ethiopia.
Yaakov, Yaakov, Jacob, Jacob Miller, a.k.a. Jacob Killer Miller with 80,000 killers Ethiopians. Yeah. Now, when you look at the word of prophecy, some of them ain't right Israelites. There's some of those careless Ethiopians.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
For the 8,000, the 80,000 careless Ethiopians. Yeah. Some of them might call themselves Israelites because they hate on Ethiopia, and that ain't right. You know what I mean? Therefore, they too may go down and going down with Babylon. So at home and abroad, you know, non-partial. Yes, I. Hear this. Monarchy of David, tribe of Judah.
Hebrew only. Israelite brothers is the same differences that they were in the Old Testament, B'lui Kidan time. Because remember, it was only the tribe of Judah, along with Benjamin, you understand, and a portion of Dan and Levi, who basically acknowledged the monarchy, you understand, of David.
And I will say to the north, give up in this north country, North America. I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from afar, and my daughters from the ends of the earth. This is Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 43, verse 6, verse 7 says, everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him, yea, I have made him. Interesting word right here, because there's also the scripts that says the people, right, that he has created for his praise. And it's a prophetic word, like there's a people that he would create for his praise. Remember the new name, precious name, yes, I, Rastafari. Here, this audio clip right here, building on the previous only tribe of Judah.
Hebrew Israelite brothers is the same differences that they were in the Old Testament, B'lui Kidan time. Because remember, it was only the tribe of Judah, along with Benjamin, you understand, and a portion of Dan and Levi, who basically acknowledged the monarchy, you understand, of David, you understand, that submitted themselves. Israel did not submit itself, you understand, to the monarchy of David. It was Judah that remained faithful, you understand, to Dawi. But it was Israel, you understand, that turned aside and set up their own worship. And this is what a lot of our Hebrew Israelite brothers have done today. And that's why they reproach Ethiopia.
And his imperial majesty, yes, I, conquering line of the tribe of Judah. That's why the next verse, verse 8, Isaiah 43 and 8 says, bring forth the blind people that have eyes and the deaf that have ears. May all nations be gathered together. Yes, I, the lion of Judah. It says Judah to Judah, Yehuda, shall the gathering of the people be. Here. Rosh Shiloh, to him whom it belongs. Lion of Judah right here. Right up.
Kadamawi, Kadamawi. Inflatia.
The whole place is due for help.
Shall break every chain. The Lion of Judah shall break every chain. Lion of Judah shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break. The conquering lion shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break every chain. The conquering
Yes. Let's break up some of these linguistic chains. Remember how to make a slave, so to take from us our language. Well, linguistically, here, let's ride up with this.
Sabbatical study, this I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Here, my people, right here. We have the fourth and the fifth aliyots. Right here, the aliyah, the up offering, the reading, the going up. Interesting, trying to break down and build on that word sound there. Even the offering is called ole, from the Allah, to ascend, to go up. Also in the sense of returning to land and pilgrimage, you know, we say repatriation or migration. That's also a aliyah, that's a going up. The readings and the offerings is also like an aliyah, a going up. Yes, I. So here for day four and day five, here at day five, otherwise known among the Gentiles as Thursday, for the fourth and the fifth day, Aliyah a day, here.
And here the fourth Aliyah, here we're at the Rabbi'i, the fourth Aliyah for Shabbat Tazriyah. Here picking up with verse 24. Oh, Basar, Ki Yihye, Be Oro. Mikarata Esh We Hayata Mikhayat Ha Mikawa Ha Mikwa Mikva Ba Hereta Le Bana Adam Demet O Le Bana.
The flesh also in which even in the skin thereof was a boil and is healed. And in the place of the boil there be a white rising or a bright spot, white and somewhat reddish. And it be shown to the priest.
Picking up right here, verse 24. Or if there be any flesh in the skin whereof there is a hot burning and the quick flesh that burneth have a Labana white bright spot. Somewhat reddish, or Labana, or white. Then HaKohen, the priest, the Kohen, shall look upon it, and Hinehu, look, see, here it is. If the hair in the bright spot be turned white, and it be in sight deeper than the skin, it is a leprosy broken out of the burning. Wherefore HaKohen, the Kohen, the priest, shall pronounce him unclean. It is the plague of leprosy. But if HaKohen, the priest, the Kohen, look on it, and he may look sight, and behold, there be no white hair in the bright spot, and it be no lower than the other skin, but be somewhat dark, then HaKohen, the Kohen, the priest, shall shut him up 7 days, and HaKohen shall look upon him the seventh day, and if it be spread much abroad in the skin, then HaKohen, the priest, shall pronounce him unclean. It is the plague of leprosy, and if the bright spot stay in his place, and spread not in the skin, but it be somewhat dark, it is a rising of the burning, and HaKohen, the Kohen, the priest, shall pronounce him clean, for it is an inflammation of the burning, the burning, the burning, the burning, the burning. And here we are at the fifth aliyah, the Hamishi, the fifth aliyah for Shabbat Azriya. Weish or Isha ki yehye bo naga be rosh or beza.
If a man or woman have a plague upon the head or the beard, head or the beard.
Here for the Hamishi aliyah, verse 29. If a man or a woman with ish or isha have a plague upon the head or beard, kia yihye boa naga be rosh or be zakan, then HaKohen, the priest, shall see the plague, the naga, and he may look, see, behold, here it is. If it be in sight deeper than the skin, and there be in it a yellow or blonde, a yellow thin hair, then HaKohen, the Kohen, the priest, shall pronounce him unclean.
Behold, if it be in sight deeper than the skin, and there be in it a yellow thin hair, then the priest shall pronounce him unclean. It is a dry skull, even a leprosy upon the head or beard,
It is a dry skull, even a leprosy upon the rosh, the head, or zakan, beard. And if HaKohen, the Kohen, the priest, look on the naga, the plague of the skull, and hine, look, see, here it is, and oh, behold, it be not in sight deeper than the skin, and that there is no black hair in it, then HaKohen, the Kohen, the priest, shall shut up him that hath the nega, the plague of the skull 7 days. And in the seventh day, HaKohen, the priest, shall look on the nega, the plague, and he nay look sight. Here it is, and oh, if the skull spread not, and there be in it no yellow or blonde hair, and the skull be not in sight deeper than the skin, he shall be shaven, but the skull shall he not shave. And HaKohen, the priest, the Kohen, shall shut up him that hath the skull 7 days more. And in the seventh day, HaKohen, the priest, shall look on the skull, and he may, if the skull be not spread in the skin, nor be in sight deeper than the skin, then HaKohen, the Kohen, the priest, shall pronounce him clean, and he shall wash his clothes and be clean. But if the skull spread much in the skin after his cleansing, then HaKohen, the Kohen, the priest, shall look on him, and he may look, see, here it is. Oh, if the skull be spread in the skin, HaKohen, the Kohen, the priest, shall not seek for a yellow hair, for a blonde hair. He is unclean. But if the skull be in his sight at a stay, and that there is black here grown up therein, the skull is healed, he is clean. And HaKohen, the Kohen, the priest, shall pronounce him clean. If a man also or a woman have in the skin of their flesh bright spots, even white bright spots, then HaKohen the Kohen shall look, and he nay. Look, see, here it is. If the bright spots in the skin of their flesh be darkish white, it is a freckled spot that groweth in the skin. He is clean.
Yes. So here for the fourth and the fifth. Usually these two, Tazaria, the 27th and the 28th, is one reading. Usually these readings here are one reading, but here in the season here, this is for this
sabbatical study, this Ainai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
So here we're in the lunar period of a lunar leap year, because a lunar leap year, you know, this also conditions when even Fasica, even according to the Orthodox Ethiopian churches and those churches that still calculate according to the so-called Jewish or the Hebraic Passover to calculate the time of what they call, falsely call Easter. But here in the season, here these double portion, Tazria or Ki Tazria, Ki when or if Tazria. She conceives zar, zer, the zer, the seed. If a woman conceives seed. Now, as we pointed out, when it speaks about like, you know, unclean, clean and unclean, especially in these contexts, it's pertaining to the holy place, as pertaining to who would have a right to access the holy place. And even though it begins off here, and most ones know what the Bible says, or at least they've heard some things concerning when it, you know, a woman menstruation or flowers, so forth and so on, they might get and often do get a misinterpretation, misunderstanding, filling up with vain imagination that the Bible here, sex is just speaking about the woman. But as we go forward, we will find out that no, to the man and to the woman. In fact, there's more upon the man then. But here is the law, the Torah, the direction, instruction concerning the matriarch, concerning the womb, concerning, to say, the mothership or motherhood. So here, let's go to some basic questions right here, also some of the reasonings right here, some interesting reasonings to bring out. in order to understand this whole clean and unclean aspect. So, for example, let's go to question one right here. Just a few questions we still got to ride up with Psalm 141 that we use as a point of reference, right, both to the phi cycle and the metaphysical, the meta-phi cycle overstanding from the what's called the old covenant, the Brit Hayashana, to the Brit Chadasha, to the new covenant. So basic questions here, referring to this from Hebrew for Christians and going to give some tweaks or nuances if we see it better or different. Here, basic questions. Question one, how long is a woman, or in the scripts, the term for woman, the Isha, a woman, or when used in a certain sense, I'd say Ishti, you know, like my Isha, my woman. And we have Ish for man and Isha. As we point to Bereshit, Genesis, when Adam, according to the fragments of Adam that Moshe and the scribes compiled and compilated into this first book, we have Adam after the woman is built. I say built because it's interesting in Genesis chapter 2, right? Genesis chapter 2 also is a distinction between the Adam, right, of Genesis chapter 1. We'll get into that a little bit more. But picking up Genesis chapter 2, when the man is formed, or more better, when he was reformed, when man or humanity was reformed, we get our, quote, Adam type, according to Genesis chapter 2. It says that he was formed from the dust of the ground, KJV translators. In the Hebrew, right, that he was formed, yatzar, he was formed, reformed, or literally squeezed, like you squeeze clay or squeeze something together, from the afar. The afar, go look up the afar. The afar are some of the oldest peoples, according to the scientists and genetics and, you know, looking into all of those knowledge aspects, some of the oldest peoples, right, the afar and the afar triangle. And right around the afar triangle is a place called the Gulf of Aden. Or Eden, right? And Eden in the Hebrew means delight. So where is the garden? But first, where is Eden? We see that Africa is that Eden, you know, and east of Eden, far east Africa, and that would include the so-called Middle East. Middle East is since they did the Suez Canal. They cut, you know, Arabia from Africa. But in ancient times, this was one contiguous region, right, for the peoples who are now called black peoples and African peoples and so-called Hamites or Hamitic people and Shemitic people. In fact, the linguistic is Afro-Semitic. Linguistically, it's identified to be Afro-Asiatic, Afro, or Kamo, Hamo, Kemo, Semitic, Semito, Hamitic. So that means these two peoples, right, were not like counterfeit Christianity and the times of the Gentiles like to try to like deceive us or falsely teach us like these people were separate. You know, the Hamites were just in the continent of Africa and then go beyond the border, then cross the Red Sea and, you know, then go nowhere else. Otherwise, how do we have Hindus Kush way over there? But anyway, that point right there, Genesis chapter 2. So in Genesis chapter 2, Adam was formed or reformed or literally he was squeezed. Right, but when the woman, when she was, you could say, brought forward from the genetics or, quote, the rib, right, the side component, right, of the XY, you know, XY, the side component, that's how the Hebrew brings it out. But the translator says rib, right, and the woman was brought forward. The language for the woman is bana. We have bana, which means to build. Also, bana is related to bina, which is overstanding, or one would say like understanding, right? Then also to the word bane, not the word for son, ben, but bane in the sense of to discern between this and that. But she was built. So often we say, well, the man and the formation, as one would say, quote, unquote, strong quotes on this, the creation, because it doesn't say that man was created there, he was formed. There are different processes, right? Creation was already in the beginning. But here at this point, man was formed. He was squeezed together and the woman was built. When the man called Adam, and it's interesting in the Hebrew, Adam, when he looks upon the woman, he calls her Isha. He doesn't call her by his proverbial mother's name, Adama, which is that reddish brown ground. He doesn't call her Adama, but he calls her Isha because she came from Ish. So Ish is a terminology in the Hebrew, from the Hebrew perspective, that's used with a higher man. As you find in the Psalms where it says both low and high, the low is the B'nai Adam, is the sons of or the children of Adam, and the B'nai Ish is the higher. So it's interesting that Adam recognizes himself as Ish, and he calls his woman Isha. So thus we get the term Isha for woman, and according to the context, it may be translated as wife. That's basically the word for woman, or in a sense, you could say higher woman compared with Ish, Ish, Isha from the Ish. So even when you look at the English, we see she shall be called woman, 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 because she came from man. So we see at the root of woman is man, and can kind of see that link with the Ish and the Isha. But how long is an Isha rendered, quote, tame? The Hebrew word is tame. Tame can be translated with strong quotes as impure. More better, linking even the English understanding, contaminated. How long should she be contaminated? Let's note this here for the record, because we live in the world which is confused, Babylon world. This is not only for the woman, but here in this 27th sabbatical study with the law of the matriarch, it's focusing on the law of the motherhood, mothership. So how long is she tame after the birth of a child? So this is, as we said, in regard to the holy place. In other words, when a man is also tame, he cannot enter into the holy place. So this is the context, but also is speaking to the hygienic aspects and the healing and recovery aspects of the woman. So how long? Right, 7 days for a boy, 14 days for a girl child, right? So we have Leviticus chapter 12, verse 2 and verse 5. And this period of time, or this is called the tumat yoledet. In other words, the impurity or the contamination of the birth process. So that one misunderstands the context here. I know contaminated is a strong word and everything, but ones know that in this sensitive process of birth, right, a lot of things can go wrong if one doesn't take the hygienic aspects into consideration. Here in HaTorah, we have direction instructions for that. One might ask, well, how come it's longer for a girl than a boy? Very interesting studies we have read and came across and found out that it actually was put to the test that when women, generally speaking, have girl children, it seems to take more out of them to recover, you know, more or less to their previous birth state, and less time for male children on average. Of course, there may be exceptions to the rules, but this has found out to be more or less of a rule, even by scientific investigation. So this now makes us now look at HaTorah and say, no, it was not sexist. Is that Jah cares about the daughters as much, and maybe in some cases more, right, than the sons. Anyway, second question, what additional time? And one might think I'm caping to the woman. No, I could actually prove it, and you can then reason on that. The second question, what additional time, Iowa, is required for a woman, an Isha, to, quote, recover from the birth? 33 days for a male child, a man child, right? And 66 days for a woman child or a girl child. Leviticus chapter 12, verses 4 to 5. Now, this is called, Hebraically, this is called the blood of her purifying, or the Deme Tahara. Deme Tahara, the blood or the bloods, right, of purification, the purifying of the blood, the purifying of the blood. Third question, what restrictions were placed on the new mother during her recovery period? What restrictions? So we can put this clean and unclean, especially in this context here, into its proper context. She was forbidden to enter the tabernacle or the courtyard. The courtyard, which is a tabernacle courts, right? Or to touch the holy things, which usually would have been in the tabernacle and the tabernacle courts. Leviticus chapter 12, verse 4. These were the restrictions. So this is the context of the tame, or the unclean, or the impure sense, Hebraically. The fourth question is, after the, quote, period of her impurity, end quote, or period of her recovery was over, what was required of the new mother, the new Ima or Ima Inat? She must bring a yearling lamb, a lamb about a year old, for a Ola, right? Ola, burnt offering, consumption offering. Some might call it the Holocaust, the offering that was fully burned. And a pigeon or turtle dove for a Chatat, a Chatat called a sin offering. But the word sin in the Hebrew, in the Amharic, in the Ge'ez, and Afro-Semitic languages, Chatat, Chatiat, Chatat come from Chata. Chata is like to miss the mark, right? So a pigeon or a turtle dove for a chata, so HaKohen, the priest, can make kapara, kapara. Now, kapara is often called atonement in translation, but literally the kapara is a covering for her. So in another way of looking at this, it's almost like insurance in a sense, covering, you know, but it's called in the translation atonement. Now, if the new mother, the new Ima, right, or Ima, right, if she cannot afford a lamb, she can offer a bird in its place, a bird, according to Leviticus chapter 12, verses 6 to 8. So here we're studying this not to, this is what we do today, right? We're in the Brit Kadasha, but the pattern, very significant, the pattern, right? Learn to read it according to the sign language, the pattern, right? Pattern recognition. Here we have the fifth question. How old must a Hebrew or Israelite boy, a Yehudi boy, be when he is circumcised? 8 days old, Leviticus 12 and 3. Now, let's put a note here. We need to have a discussion on true circumcision, right? The ancient form of circumcision vis-a-vis this modern-day circumcision where skin and flesh is cut off, and which sometimes can be, depends on who does what and how it's done. There's this modern way where they cut off the skin, right, instead of splitting the cord, right? But we'll deal with that right there because that's important there, but that's not the subject matter here, right? So what is true circumcision, right? True circumcision. And we can learn about it even from the metaphysical circumcision, the circumcision of the heart. We'll get to that as we move forward, Jah willing. Sixth question, what is Tzara'at? Tzara'at, Tzara'at. Tzara'at, Hebraically, is a spiritual condition that rendered people or things impure or unclean. This is according to the principle here, right? A person so afflicted is called Metzora, Metzora. Now, in the translations, this Tzara'at is called leprosy, right? And the Metzora, which is the next Torah reading and feeding, which is usually part of the double portion, but here in a lunar leap year, it is singular. It is singular here. So we have this week, and then coming forward, the next Shavuot, Jah willing, we have Metzora. Metzora, which is translated as leper, Mobeda, when we really study, it will be one who is skin disease. Skin disease. Who is able, question seven, who is able to diagnose? Diagnosis, gnosis, knowledge, science. Dia, dia is two, like a cross, two, right? Diagnosis, emphasis on gnosis, because gnosis, Gnostic, in the Greek sense of the New Testament would be knowledge, but it also applies to science. So here we also have some ancient Hebrew science, if you would study it in context. Who is able to diagnose Tzara'at? Tzara'at. Only a Kohen, only a priest could diagnose and decide whether the condition was present. And it was to diagnose and also to give a prognosis of the condition, what we're reading here according to translations. Eighth question, what are two sure signs of Tzara'at in a person? Now, let's remember that when you're reading the KJV, it's called leprosy, but that is not quite accurate when we look at the science of it, but it is just a point of reference. So eighth question, what are two sure signs of Tzara'at, skin disease, in that sense, in a person? If the plague, and it's interesting, the plague is called a nega, almost like nega, like we say, instead of saying niger, we say nega. Well, that's similar to how the Hebrew word for plague is. Interesting. If the plague, if the nega, if the nega appeared deeper than the skin of the flesh, and if there were white hairs in the plague, according to Leviticus 13:3. So what were two sure signs of tzara'at? If the nega, the plague, appeared deeper than the skin of the flesh, and secondarily, if there were white hairs in the plague, Leviticus chapter 13, verse 3. Ninth question, what happened to a person that was diagnosed with tzara'at? What happened? He, or in those cases she, but he was forced to live in a state of exile, to tear his clothes like a mourner, and to shroud his face descending to the upper lip, and to remain alone. If anyone came near to this one, he was required to warn them by crying out, unclean, unclean, stay away. Question 10. According to the Rabbanim, the scholars of Torah, the Memharan, called rabbis, according to the scholars of Torah, tzara'at was caused primarily by evil speech. Again, according to some of the ancient teachings, tzara'at, what is called leprosy or skin disease, was caused primarily by evil speech, because the evil word sound power, evil speech. And this evil speech in the Hebrew is called lashon. Lashon means a tongue, literally. Lashon, ha. Ha is a definite article, the, and ra, ra. So it's called lashon hara. Lashon hara. Sound like lashon hara, like horror of the tongue. Lashon hara. Lashon hara. Why did they come to this particular conclusion? That tzara'at was caused primarily by lashon hara, by the evil tongue or the horror of the tongue, by evil speech, lashon hara. How did they come to this? Because of Miriam, the achot, the sister, the hit of Aharon, of Aaron and Moshe, because Miriam was afflicted with tzara'at, right after she spoke ra, after she spoke ra, 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 after she spoke all that ra, ra about Moshe and Moshe's Ethiopian, his Cushite, his Ethiopian wife, his Ethiopian Isha. According to Bamidbar, Numbers chapter 12, verses 1 to 10. So this is an interesting reasoning point right here, that according to the ancient scholars of the Torah and the scripture, they saw that tzara'at, which is called leprosy or skin disease, was primarily caused by evil speech, evil word, sound, and power, called lashon hara, hara, or in the sense lashon hara, horrible tongue. And they came to this conclusion because of Miriam, how Miriam, the sister of Moshe and Aharon, of Aaron, one of the three that Jehovah says he sent, the Trinity sent three to bring his people out through the prophet. And he mentions Moshe and Aaron and Miriam. But she, at this present time, because of what she spoke, the Rara that she spoke concerning Moshe and concerning Moshe's Ethiopian, his Cushite in the Hebrew, Cushite, Cushitic, Isha, she got that. 11th question. Who first spoke Lashon Hara? Who first spoke Lashon Hara? Who first had the Lashon Hara, right? The horrible tongue. It was the Nahash. It was Ha-Nahash. It was the Nahash. It was the serpent, Nahash. In the Hebrew, we have in the Royal Amharic, the Ibab, the Nahash or the Ibab. We like to say the Ibab of Babylon, right? Here we have the Nahash in the orchard or the garden or the Gan or the Geneth, Gan, Gana, in the Gan, the orchard, who had tempted the Isha, right? This is before she was called Hawa, who had tempted Eve by slandering Yahuwah Elohim. I mean, the slander was so great, right, that it begins off from how the Nahash asked the question. The Nahash asked the question saying, "Hath Elohim said?" Not even referring to his name, right, as we have in the previous chapter, you know, when you're reading chapter 3 and we see the whole temptation thing and the tree and everything like that, when the Nahash, the serpent, said, "Hath Elohim said?" A good response to that is Elohim who? Because he didn't say Yahuwah Elohim. He didn't say Jehovah Elohim. So that Lashon Hara, you know, is like, you know, it started from as soon as he began to speak, but even more on that. So he is the first one who spoke with the evil tongue or the tongue of evil, right? And we say evil doesn't mean the spooky thing people call evil, that which is hurtful, that which is ill, that which is unkind, that which is bad, right? You see, that which is off, right? The 12th question here, just for these 12 questions for key Tazria, can you list, right? Can you and I list some cases of Tzara'at, what is called leprosy in the Bible, that's mentioned in the Bible? Well, we have Miriam, right, firstly. We have Naaman, right, and Gehazi. We have Gehazi in 2 Kings chapter 5, right? We have King Naaman and Gehazi, 2 Kings chapter 5. We have Miriam in Numbers chapter 12, verses 1 to 10. We have King Uzziah in 2 Chronicles chapter 26. We have the Mitzvah, the leper, that was healed by Ha'adon, Yeshua, right, by the master, the boss, Yeshua, right, in Matthäus, in Matthew chapter 8, verse 2. And we have 10, right, lepers, right, healed by Adonenu, Robenu, Yeshua, in Luke chapter 17, verses 12 to 19. Now here, Chabarim, we got like 48 minutes here for the first 2 hours that's podcasted on the Blog Talk live stream. Also, hopefully the live stream is working well on Rastafari Jews as well as Rastafari students. And also, if possible, I think on the Facebook, Ethiopian World, yes, Ethiopian World Net. Just a couple of reasoning points right here that we can pick up on more. All right, those are the questions there, the basic questions, 12 basic questions. I know ones and ones might want to zoom in on certain areas, so seeking to create the ways and means so that we can go into a little more, as His Majesty says, you know, you all are familiar with the Ten Commandments, right? You may elaborate on them so we can elaborate, right? Come, make with reason. As a Ras, the head, Taman, the head to be faithful. Ras Taman. Taman means faithful and trust in them hearts. So Ras Taman, we can say that. Though Rasta doesn't have a direct, it's breaking down the name inadvertently. To say Ras Tafari, this Ras Taman, you know, or Ras, yes, I, Tafari. Here we have discussion topics, some reasoning topics. Just touch on one or two of them, just to get some of the basics. Blood. Let's touch on blood. This whole thing about blood, right? Blood. Blood is regarded as, quote, holy, end quote, because it is the carrier, the, quote, carrier, end quote, of life. As it says, and it reads, the life of the flesh is in the blood. The life of the flesh is in the blood. Now, blood in the Hebrew is enunciated as dam, almost like dam, like we say damn, right? Dam, right? In the Amharic as dem. So we say dem in the Amharic for blood in the Hebrew, dam, right? It's like different dialects, East Coast, West Coast, North, South. But blood outside of the body, when blood is outside of the body, it is symbolic of death, therefore bloodshed, right? Another way in the Hebrew scriptures and the translation, especially like into the Amharic, it brings out almost the same sense. Like when it says bloody men, it's almost to say menstruating men. Right, menstruating men, bloody men are considered menstruating. The woman is a part of the cycle so set. But the men who are bloodthirsty men, you know what I mean? That's different. That's rah-rah, right? But blood, when the blood is outside of the body, this is a word pick, a symbol, allegory, in a sense, to say of death. So when blood is in the body, that life. When it's outside the body, death. Sacrifice blood is applied to the altar to make atonement, according to Leviticus chapter 17, verse 11. I hear some folks, I don't know if they're trying to be funny, you know, that's just how they be. You know, they say, oh, is there blood sacrifices? Is there blood sacrifices in the Bible for you Hebrews, there blood sacrifices? No, there's not blood sacrifices. What are you talking about? There's sacrifices and there's blood. It's not blood sacrifices, right? Sacrifice blood, right? From the sacrifice, the blood is applied, right, to the altar to make atonement, right? And then the remainder is poured at the bottom of the altar, right? It's not imbibed. It's not like the other nations that did other things, not for the Hebrews and the children of Israel in covenant. So here we get Jah regulating a lot of the traditional and historical and customary practices that the children of Israel were used to, even in Mitzrayim and Kemet and Egypt and in other places, is regulating it because of what occurred with the molten calf. They had come into covenant. And so soon after they had come into covenant, while Moshe was up in the mountain, they got bummy. And they went to Aharon, Aaron, and his whole calf thing. They kind of went back like the dog returning to his vomit, and the pig, after she's washed, she want to wallow in the mud. The dog, he returned to his vomit. The pig, she returned to wallowing in the mud. I said the he and the she, so you recognize that's how the parable comes out in the Hebrew. But here, just to continue here, because it is connected, the blood is connected with life and death. So the blood is both connected with life and death, the duality of blood. Various Hebraic, we could say, taboos or restrictions are associated with it. Blood cannot be consumed. Blood is a potential source of ritual impurity, especially when blood is outside of the body or if there's any bleeding that just continues to bleed and bleed and bleed. Anybody that keeps bleeding, you know that eventually they're going to put pressure on the wound. Now, woman, the Hebrew woman, according to the order, became ritually impure because of its presence and so on. So did men at war. We could not enter into the camp, much less enter into the holy place, right? And in other cases of issues, of other issues, we're going to touch on issues. Issue. Issue actually means some liquid that proceeds from some place, right? The second reasoning topic, that's the first one right here. Let's discuss more on this about blood. What's our reasonings about blood, right? Secondarily here, as a second reasoning, Torah, it makes clear, the direction instruction makes clear that the realm of the holy, right, or the Kadosh, in fact, we have to kind of backtrack from the previous notes. We didn't have enough time, right, in the after the Sabbath and the first day Sunday service to get into all of the details on the root word, the Hebrew word for holy. But here, just to bring this out, the realm of the holy must be separate from the realm of the unclean. As Leviticus 10:10 wins, 10:10, Leviticus 10:10, it says, you are to distinguish between the holy and the common, and between the unclean and the clean. You are to distinguish, to discern, and even to discriminate in that sense, to have discrimination, discernment. But how are we to make sense of the realm of uncleanness and cleanness? So in Hebrew, the realm of Tuma and the realm of Tahora. How are we to make sense of this? In particular, the various Torot is directions, instructions, in HaTorah, in the direction, instruction, the various Torot concerning, for example, there's a Torah of childbirth, right? There's a Torah, say, of menstruation, there's a Torah of Ra'ad, of skin disease. So the various Torot in HaTorah concerning childbirth, for example, concerning emissions are called, you know, zav, emissions. You know, for example, this is a question I have. If somebody has like a real bad running nose, a priest, could he serve since he has an issue coming from his nose? Could he serve? According to the Torah, he could not. So I said, wow. I said, so this is not sexist. This is hygienic. So emissions from a woman, emissions from a man. Nidut, right? Nidut, which is strictly more concerning the woman. That's called menstruation, or in the translation, her flowers. Tzara'at, called leprosy or skin disease. These nowadays, right, they seem they seem in the world today, in the world flesh, in the seclorum today, they seem to be irrelevant in our lives and liberty, by and large. I say we just in the world, not of the world, right? And yet, quote, in 2 Timothy, Rabbi Saul, Rav Shaul, the apostle to the Gentiles, Apostle Paulos, he says to his disciple, his Talmid, Timotheos, in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, he says, all scripture is inspired by Elohim, the power, the source, and profitable and beneficial and profitable for teaching. For teaching, yes, Rastafari. So here, just a pause right here, just some of the subject matter here in this Torah reading and feeding. Not saying that we're going to cover it all this time, but at least for the brothers and sisters, give us opportunity to discuss the Torah reading and feeding and to grow in grace and in the knowledge of the King of Kings, Christ. Yes, I. Teaching is mad. So let's just share this. I'm going to ride right up with Psalm 141 right here, as it shows how David, today's daily psalm, Psalm 141, including the opening verse that, is it the first verse? Well, one of the opening verses right there. We got this before I and I, because from the previous Torah reading and feeding. And it's interesting because that psalm right there says, you know, let my prayer, you know, be as Aishans and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. It's like to say, well, let my prayer, I'm going to pray right now. I don't have Aishans, but let it be at like the Aishans, the nostril offer Aishans. Let my prayer be equal to Aishans and the connection of the Aishans, the golden altar of Aishans and prayer and praise. And then also the lifting up of the hand, the lifting up of the hands, put your hands up. It kind of foreshadows a new covenant sense, where it says even in Hosea that we will bring with us words and the calves, like the calves are like an animal, right? But also the calves of our lips will we offer, word, sound, power. This is all pointing to and foreshadowing the Brit Chadasha, the Aris Kidan. But here from the previous Torah reading and feeding, because this kind of flows over so that when we start to touch on holy and certain other related things, ones and ones can at least have this point of reference. We had went up to some of the discussion questions, the seventh, and there was the eighth and ninth. To add on right here, the eighth and ninth, why were the food, kind of previously concerned, the Levitical, the Levity, some say dietary, we say the Levity laws, the kosher, the clean, the unclean foods. Why were the food laws, the food Torah, why were they placed immediately after the narrative of the first day of the tabernacle? One of the reasoning points, why, saying that the food laws or direction instruction is placed immediately after the narrative of the first day, the very first day of HaMishkan, of the tabernacle, the sanctuary, of the chapel. Is this simply coincidental, or is there a connection to be made here? If so, what sort of connection? For instance, some of the sages and the scholars have said that the consumption of unclean food, quote, damages, end quote, damages ha-nefesh, damages the psyche, damages the soul, damages her. Whereas others have said that the kosher, the kashrut torot, the kosher laws were intended to teach us that ha-elohim, ha-elohim, the power, sets the, quote, menu, quote, end quote, as he deems best for I and I his covenant people. So therefore, What are your thoughts? What are your thoughts? Let's reason on that concerning the Levitical, the Levity laws. And there's a book that we have pointed to, and it's called, I think, was it Jewish Vegetarianism? So that was on Get That Cover. I shared it. It's also on the LOJS.org. Very, very interesting book, especially to be read now. Like a lot of ones are into, like, you know, saving the earth and against animal abuse. And a lot of it actually comes from a true study of Torah. When we study Torah like a Western whitewashed Gentile Christian, we often miss those things, you know. But when we study it more Hebraically, Judaically, we get to see those things, you know, the full of it. But I'm going to bring that book forward as, give me a moment right here. I want to bring out this verse, Exodus chapter 8, chapter 28, verse 2. Okay, verse 2. No, we had a note right here. I want to see where this note went with the part I just read and shared right here. It was from Exodus chapter 28, verse 2, and thou shalt make garment, holy garments for Aaron, thy brother, for glory and beauty. For glory and beauty. And in that, we also have the Hebrew sense of tefarai and the tiferet, and the tiferet. But the ninth overflow reasoning is on many Hebrew words that share the root for holy. There are many Hebrew words that share these three Afro-Semitic, also the Ethiopic also shares these particular three Afro-Semitic, say, glyphs, the ka, the da, and the sha, or the kof, the dalet, and the shin, or the q, the d, and the s, the root, the, let's say, tricontinental trinity root. Hebraically, most words have a trinity root. There's the Q, the D, and the S for the SH sound. Here's a few examples. We have Kiddush, Kiddush in the Hebrew, which is sanctification of time during a holy day, a Ila day. So there's the sanctification of the Iwa. The sanctification of the time is called the Kiddush. We have the Kaddish, similar to the Ethiopic, the Kedase. The Kedase, like in the Orthodox Church, is the Kedase. The Kedase. Now, the Kedase overall is the holy service. In modern Judaism, it's usually a prayer in memory of one's lost ones, like the, like in, when they say, like, to remember my, you know, loved one, you know, to kind of ilify them. But overall, the Kaddish and the Kiddush, Ethiopically, is the Kedase. It's like the sacred service, like the liturgy. We'll say like the liturgy, right? We have the Kedusha. The Kedusha. Kedusha is sanctification. Also, Kedusha in translation is holiness. In the KJV translation, Kedusha. Kedusha. In the Ethiopic, Kedisina. Kedisina, Ethiopic, Kedusha. Sanctification or islandness. For example, we have in the scripts, it says, Kiddushanu, Kiddushanu, right? The one who sanctifies us within our word sound, Hebraically, Judaically, there's the one, we have a prayer, a word sound, he who be who he be, he who be the one who sanctifies us. Kiddushanu, 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 he sanctifies Anu, I and I, Kiddushanu, with the mitzvot. So as we do and keep the commandment, like the Sabbath, remember the Sabbath. So if he remembers the Sabbath, we give thanks and praise and acknowledge that he makes I and I Isla. He makes I and I set apart with his commandment because we fulfill that commandment. We are Isla. Then we also have the word Mikdash, Mikdash. Mikdash in the Hebrew is sanctuary. In the Ethiopic, it's referred to as the Mekdes, the Mekdes, Mekdes, Mikdash. Then we have Kedushin. Kedushin, 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 Kedushin. Kedushin is betrothal, betrothal. When a man and a woman come together, right, in holy word sound called vows, the Kedushin, the betrothal. Betrothal is also Isla. It's also set apart. It's also holy. Likewise, many Hebrew names for Ha'el, 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 the power of the Almighty, Ha'el Elohim, the power include the root Kof Dalet Shin or the QDSH sound, including Kedosh Yisrael, We say Kadosh, Kadosh. He who be who he be is the Kadosh, Yisrael. This is the name for Ha Elohim, for names of the power, Eloheinu, for our Elohim, as the Holy One, the Kadosh of Yisrael. We have Ha Kadosh, Ha the Kadosh, the Holy One. And then we also have, wow. Yeah. This is good. Now I see an update because some say a little differently. Some call the Holy Spirit the Ruach HaKodesh. That's a mispointing. But here in John J. Parsons' book, I think we had highlighted this here, and some of the Chavarim know we make a point about this because HaKadosh, that the angels in Isaiah, when they say holy, 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 right, Lord God Almighty, holy, 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 Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. Even there is pointing to the Hebrew triunity, Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. And his spirit, Ruach HaKadosh, the Holy Spirit, Ruach HaKadosh. Some might try to say the Ruach HaKodesh, which was making it, it's feminizing it, but it's clear that this is not feminine, but there's other aspects that is feminine. Like when he who be, we be, says his soul. She and wisdom, even from the beginning, who was there in the beginning of creation, she, the divine wisdom. So let's discuss the idea of idleness and the repeated imperative. There's a repeated command over and over and over. Separate, separate, distinguish between the holy and the profane. How does Kedushat HaChayim, Kedushat HaChayim, the holiness, the idleness of life, how does it show up in your and my and I and I practical life and I and I practical liberty? Look at reasoning here, brothers and sisters and brothers, make I and I ride up. Yes, I. Right.
Keep up this teaching, stuff is magnificent, for we no one, no devil.
HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch
Hashem. So right here, let's get a first ear today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, after order of Melchizedek, Psalm 141.
Boom again, Shalom Chaparim. Here we have today's daily psalm. We have Psalm.
Mizmor Kuf Mem Aleph Mizmor Le David.
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 Lord
Adonai, 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 Adonai.
I cry unto thee. Make haste unto me.
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 Adonai Kerati Hahushali. Hushali. 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 Hushali.
Give ear unto my voice when I cry unto thee.
Cry unto thee.
Azina koli bekor ila.
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 Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense. As incense. As incense. As incense.
Tikkon tefillati ketoret lefanecha.
Lefanecha. Lefanecha. Lefanecha.
Lefanecha. Lefanecha.
And the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice.
The evening sacrifice,
evening sacrifice,
evening sacrifice.
Mas'at kapayim min hat'aren,
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 hat'aren.
Set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth. Keep the door of my lips. Incline not my heart to any evil thing, to practice wicked works with men that work iniquity. And let me not eat of their dainties. Let the righteous smite me. It shall be of kindness. And let him reprove me. It shall be an excellent oil which shall not break my head. For yet my prayer also shall be in their calamities. When their judges are overthrown in stony places, they shall hear my words, for they are sweet. Our bones are scattered at the grave's mouth, as when one cutteth and cleaveth wood upon the earth.
But mine eyes are unto thee, O God the Lord. In thee is my trust. Leave not my soul destitute. Keep me from the snares which they have laid for me, and the gins of the workers of iniquity. Let the wicked fall into their own nets, whilst that I withal escape.
And here in the Royal Amharic, and here this day we have, usually it's Abraham, brother named Abraham Chabuda. Here we have Jonas, after work, after mouth of work, gold, golden mouth. So here's Jonas after work, right here, uses Abraham Chabuda, but want to heal up. Jonas after work, yes, I, here, Shema, I, hear this.
መዝሙር 140 በቅንፍ 141 የዳዊት መዝሙር። አቤቱ ወደ አንተ ጮህ ስማኝ፣ ወደ አንተ ስጮህም የልመናዬን ቃል አድምጥ። ጸሎቴን በፊትህ እንደ ዕጣን ተቀበልልኝ፣ እጅ መንሳቴም እንደ ሰርክ መስዋዕት ትሁን። አቤቱ ለአፍ የጠባቂ አኑር፣ የከንፈሮቼንም መዝጊያ ጠብቅ። ልቤን ወደ ክፉ ነገር አትመልሰው፣ አመጽን ከሚያደርጉ ሰዎች ጋር ለኃጢአት ምክንያት እንዳልሰጥ፣ ከምርጦቻቸውም ጋር አልተባበር። ጻድቅ በምህረት ይገስጸኝ ይዝለፈኝም፣ የኃጢአተኛ ዘይት ግን ራሴን አይቅባ። ጸሎቴ ገና በክፋታቸው ላይ ነውና፣ ኃያላኖቻቸው በዓለት አጠገብ ተጣሉ። ጣፋጭ ናትና ቃሌን ይሰማሉ፣ በምድር ላይ እንደተሰነጠቀ እንደ መሬት ጓል እንዲሁ አጥንቶቻችን በሲኦል ተበተኑ። አቤቱ ጌታ ዓይኖቼ ወደ አንተ ናቸውና፣ በአንተ ታመን ነፍሴን አታውጣት። ተሰወሩብኝ ወጥመድ፣ አመጽንም ከሚያደርጉ ሰዎች እንቅፋት ጠብቀኝ። እኔ ብቻዬን እስካልፍ ድረስ ኃጢአተኞች በወጥመዳቸው ይውደቁ።
Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense.
For 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 thee as incense.
Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense.
As incense.
Before thee as incense.
As incense.
As incense,
as incense,
as incense,
as incense,
as incense,
as incense,
as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice,
the evening sacrifice,
the evening sacrifice, before thee as incense, before thee as incense, before thee as incense, forth before thee as incense, prayer be set forth before thee as incense, prayer be set forth before thee as incense. Prayer be set forth before thee as incense,
thee as incense,
thee as prayer be set forth before thee, prayer be set forth before thee, prayer be set forth before thee, forth before thee,
forth before thee,
forth before thee, prayer be set forth before thee, prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice,
as the evening sacrifice,
evening sacrifice. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice,
as the evening sacrifice,
evening sacrifice, evening sacrifice.
Yes, it's definitely a message. It's definitely a message right there, there. Yes, I. So here we're going to ride up with the Royal Amharic verse by verse, but just reminding ones and ones, because this audio right here, the audible is freshly baked right here. Often we'll focus on like the Hebrew sometimes. Here, getting into the Royal Amharic, this has not been played or heard before, going through this particular psalm, even the connection and listening. What's interesting in the listening, there's Ijman Sate, right? Ijman Sate, yeah. Lifting up of my hands in the Royal Amharic, right? And here, very much similar to Min you know, the lifting up, what's it, Masa'at, like Nasa, right? It's like they say Nasa means to lift up, and another version means to deceive. Well, actually, there's a little more of a nuance, but the sense of lifting up, but there's a difference here in the Hebrew, in the Royal Amharic, is the lifting up of my hand, the hand. The palm of the hand is known as Nidav. The only nuance and difference that we notice right here, but this is interesting because there's a similarity, is that in the Hebrew it says Masa'at Kapai. Kapai, the kaf is like the cup, the palm of the hand. So now when we look at that as a word picture, like lifting up, not just lifting one's hand, you could lift your hands up, right? Put your hands up, but you could also lift your hands with your palms, the palms up. So what Dawid is saying is that by his praying, and by his putting his hands, offering his hands forward, he doesn't have the incense, right, the Aishans. He may not have any sacrifice, but he's saying that his word, may his word sound be received. So we're going to ride up right here for the Royal Amharic, and hopefully the Midrash, the study here to remind ones in the Blog Talk live stream to call in, 515-602-9761, or check out the Rastafari Jews on the YouTube, or Rastafari Students, or Ethiopian World Net, the Facebook right there.
Many are calling, no? Many are called, but few are choosing. Many are called, but few are choosing. I was called, and I was choosing. It's funny, but it's true.
Call in to hear the fuller full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay. 515-602-9761 to hear the fuller full now. Call in. 515-602-9761. Call in. 515-602-9761. Call in to hear the fuller full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay.
On the replay.
But
teach me, teacher.
Acapella to hear
Mazmur 140 Bekindif 141
Again here Jonas after work here out the dub superimposed so one can pick it up on it, and after this we go through the verse by verse. HSV Haile Selassie version, the King of Kings Bible compared with the KJV, zooming in on certain keys. Yes, I hear once again Jonas after work.
መዝሙር 140 በቅንፍ 141 የዳዊት መዝሙር። አቤቱ ወደ አንተ ጮህ ስማኝ፣ ወደ አንተ ስጮህም የልመናዬን ቃል አድምጥ። ጸሎቴን በፊትህ እንደ ዕጣን ተቀበልልኝ፣ እጅ መንሳቴም እንደ ሰርክ መሥዋዕት ትሁን። አቤቱ ለአፍ የጠባቂ አኑር፣ የከንፈሮቼንም መዝጊያ ጠብቅ። ልቤን ወደ ክፉ ነገር አትመልሰው፣ አመፅን ከሚያደርጉ ሰዎች ጋር ለኃጢአት ምክንያት እንዳልሰጥ፣ ከምርጦቻቸውም ጋር አልተባበር። ጻድቅ በምሕረት ይገስጸኝ ይዝለፈኝም፣ የኃጢአተኛ ዘይት ግን ራሴን አይቅባ። ጸሎቴ ገና በክፋታቸው ላይ ነውና፣ ኃያላኖቻቸው በዓለት አጠገብ ተጣሉ። ጣፋጭ ናትና ቃሌን ይሰማሉ፣ በምድር ላይ እንደ ተሰነጠቀ እንደ መሬት ጓል እንዲሁ አጥንቶቻችን በሲኦል ተበተኑ። አቤቱ ጌታ ዓይኖቼ ወደ አንተ ናቸውና በአንተ ታመኑ፣ ነፍሴን አታውጣት። ከሰወሩብኝ ወጥመድ አመፅንም ከሚያደርጉ ሰዎች እንቅፋት ጠብቀኝ። እኔ ብቻዬን እስካልፍ ድረስ ኃጢአተኞች በወጥመዳቸው ይውደቁ።
Bring forth the Bible. Yes. As you say, another drill right here. Today's daily psalm right here, Psalm 141.
Shalom, Chabarim. Shalom. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Malkiah Tzedek, we have Mezmore Dawit, Meto Arba, Bekenfwist, Meto Arba And. We have Mezmore, Psalm of Dawit, David here, Ge'ez construct here, in the Metzav Kedus, in the Book of the Seven Seals, in the Revised, Authorized, and Revised Amharic Bible right here. You hear and hear from the Mezmore Dawit, Psalms of David, known in Ethiopic as the Mezmore Dawit. Hear from the Parallel Bible Version containing in one volume, both the 1611 AD, the English KJV, and the Ethiopian King of Kings, 1961 AD Amharic text, originally published by Moah, Anbesa, Ze'em Negeda, Yehuda. The Lion of Judah has prevailed. Gormawi Kermawi Hala Selassie, His Imperial Majesty Hala Selassie I, Hala Selassie the First. Siyum Exiavia, Elect of God, Negusa Negeza, Ethiopia. So here, the HIM Bible Version and the KJV side by side. Introduction, annotation, commentary by I, His Highness Ras Yadinos Tefari, Ras Ayadanis Tefari, I Yadin, here from a special Jubilee printing, 2011, LOJ, Lion of Judah Society College Press. So here, today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Malki Tzedek, Melchizedek, the righteous king. King of Kings. Yes, I weep not, behold. Here we have Mezmore Dawit. So here the Ge'ez construct. Mezmore, Psalm of David. In the Amharic, that's Ye Dawit of David. Ye of Dawit Mezmore. A psalm, or more better translation, a chant. Isis. Mezmore Dawit. Isis. Chant of Dawit. Here it's labeled as Meto Arba. Meto 100 Arba 40, but Bekinfwist in parentheses, we have the corresponding numbering for today's daily psalm, Psalm 141, Meto Arba And. Superscription, Ye Dawit Mezmor. So both the Ge'ez and the Amharic titling, Ge'ez again, Mezmore Dawit. Amharic, Ye Dawit Mezmor. Make I and I begin. Besama'ab, wewelid, wamenfes, kedus, ahadu, amlak. In the name of the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit, the one source, in jamralen, make I and I begin. Kut'ar'an, verse 1. Abetu, wada ante, chohu, semany, wada ante, sich ohima, yelimnayen, k'ala dimt. Lord, abetu. I, Father's Father, O Ab of the Beit Abirtu, I cry to thee, I, make haste to me. Give ear to my voice when I cry to thee, I. Wada ante, chohu, chohihu, chohuhu, choh, choh. Not so much the boo-hoo-hoo cry, but like a shout, shout out. Ya, ja. Wada ante, wada towards ante, ante, speaking directly to a male, speaking directly to he who be, we be, ante, wada towards to, ante, chohihu, chohihu, chohu, wada ante, choh, abetu, wada ante, choh, simany, 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 hear me, sima, sima, ny, simany, simany, hear I. Wada ante, towards the eye, sich o him, sich o him, when I shout out to the eye, and when I shout out to the eye, sich o him, ye limenayin, limena, 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 supplication. Here this word brings out a sense of supplication, beseeching, begging, supplication, ye limenayin. Yelimanayin, of my supplication, kal, the voice of my supplication, adimt, 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 pay attention, listen, pay attention to the voice, to the The Kal here in the Amharic Kal is word, to the word of my supplication. Yet Lemanayin Kal Adimt. In the Hebrew, kol, kol is voice. So here we have, yeah, lemanayin kal adimt. Give ear to the voice of my supplication when I shout out to thee, the I, male and none other. Avirtu, wada ante choho, samanye, wada ante sich ohim, ye lemanayin kal adimt. Kuter hulet, verse 2. Selotain a befite hinde itan tek ababalin ija menasatim inda sarka meswa it tehun. Here kuter hulet, verse 2. Let make may my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, aishens, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Elotain, elot, prayer, elote, my prayer, elotain. Put an emphasis on my prayer. What about my prayer? Befite, feet, face, presence. Befite, in the face, presence. Befite, in the eye, male face. Elotain, befite, my prayer, I pray in your face, in your perception before. Befite, also being brought out as before the eye. So, befite, befite, in your presence, in your face, your perception, or before the eye, inda as like, itan, itan. Itan in the Amharic is aishens or incense. So the itan, 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 inda as like, itan, tekebel lilin. Tekebelelin, tekebelelin, receive, Kabbalah, kebelah, kebelah, to receive, or Kabbalah in the Hebrew, kebelah in the Amharic from the Ge'ez, tekebelelin, tekebel, receive, lelin, lin, for I, in favor of I, elotain befite, in the itan, tekebelelin. Receive for I as aishens, my prayer in your presence, in your perception. Ij mensatim, ij hand, ij mensat, mensat, lifting up of the hand, saluting, lifting up of the hand. Ij mensatim, and the lifting up of my hand, ij mensatim, in the like, as, sark, sark. Word from the Ge'ez for the evening, sark, sark, sark meswa'it, as the evening meswa'it, meswa'it, as the evening sacrifice, tehun, tehun. Let it be, but here the tehun sense is let her be. If we say yehun, yehun, let it be, to say let he be, let it be, here we have tehun, let she be, let her be. Uter hulet, verse 2, selotain, befitin de itana tekebelelin, ija mensatim, in the sark meswa'it tehun. Uter source, verse 3, abetu, laafet abaki anur, ye kena ferochenim mezgia, tebik, set a watch, abetu, before my mouth, keep the door of my lips. Abetu, I father's father, father of the house, Ab of the Beit. Abetu, le afe, for my mouth, tebaki, tebaki, a guardian, a watch, a guardian, a protector, a guardian, tebaki, le afe, tebaki, anor, set, for afe, my mouth, a tabaki, le afe tabaki anur, ye kenferoche, my lips, ye of kenferoche, of my lips, ye kenferoche nim, and of my lips, emphasis, ye kenferoche nim, mezgiya, 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 like a shutting, like a closing of my lips, tebik. Ebik, keep, keep my lips, keep the closing, like the closing, I'm going to say the doors, but the closing, mezgia, zega, to close, mezgia, the closing of my lips, guard the closing of my lips, abetu, lafet abakia, nur, yeken forochene, mezgiat abik, kuter arat, verse 4, leben, wode kufune, gerra atamelso, amet ana ka, Mia dergu sawochkar lechatiata mikniata indalset k merd o chachuim gar al tebaber. Incline not my heart to any evil thing, to practice wicked, ratchet works with men that work iniquity, outiquity, and make me not eat of their dainties. Libane, libe, my heart, libane, for emphasis, the n, direct object suffix mark at the end, libane. Lebane, my heart, wode kufu, towards evil neger, to an evil thing, an evil matter. Atamelso, don't turn my heart to kufu neger, to an evil thing. Ametza is like rebellion here, brought out as wicked. Ametza. Ametzan kamiya dergu sawoch gar, with those who do, with the men sawoch kamiya dergu sawoch gar, with the men who do, who practice ametza, to practice. So here it's not just doing it, but they practice. It's a regular habitual. Ametzan kamiya dergu sawoch gar lechatiyat, for uckery. Mikniyat, as a reason for uckery and daliset, don't give, as a reason, as an excuse for chatiyat, for sin, with those who practice ametza, rebellion. Ka merut o chachuwim, merto, their choice, merut o chachuwim, their choice, like say dainties, what they choose. Ka mert o chacho wim, mert o chacho, what they choose, to say dainties, mert o being choice, or merete, ka mert o chacho wim, and ka mert o chacho wim gar, this brings out a sense of with their dainties. Right, or their choice things, merto, were the chosen things, al tebaber, don't make me solidaritous, tebaber, to say solidarity, to say like uniting, almost like you in solidarity, right? Don't make me in solidarity with their choice, their chosen things. Gut amist, verse 5. Tzadika b'mehireta ye gesetzein yiza lefenyim ye chatiatenya zayita gina rasen ayikba tzelote gena bekafatachowa lai nawinna. May the righteous smite I, it shall be a kindness. And make him reprove I, it shall be, an excellent oil, which shall not break my head, for yet my prayer also shall be in their calamities. Tzadik, speaking about the righteous one, righteous person, tzadik, righteous, be mihiret, in mercy, mehiret, ye geset zeng, may he, to say like reprove right here, reprove I, yizelefenyim, yizelefe, So like to smite in the sense of reproving and correcting in that sense. Not smite in like a physical sense, but smite in the sense of correcting sense, a reproving sense. Tzadik b'mehreta yegesetzen, yizalefenyim, yechatiatenya zet, zet. Yeah, of chatiatenya, of the sinner of the akka, chatiatenya. So chatiat, sin, akkari, fukari, falling short, chatiatenya, the akka, of the akka, zait, zait, the oil, gin, however, but the oil of the chatiatenya, rasein, my head, my ras, rasein, my rosh, my head, ayikba, ayikba, don't anoint my head, but don't anoint my head with the oil of the akka, with the oil of the sinner. Ye chat yatenya zeit gin rasein ayikba. Elote, my prayer, elote, prayer, elote, my prayer, elote, genna, 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 elote, genna, genna. Still, my prayer, still, elote, genna. Bek fatacho laina winna is still genna is still upon against to say against be kfatacho lai is still against their wickedness kfat their wickedness here brought out as in there which says for yet my prayers elote genna is yet genna genna elote genna bekefatacho laina winna for my prayer yet my prayer also KJV says shall be in their calamities but it says but my prayer is still my prayer is yet genna my elote genna bekefatacho lie is against their Akaris, their wickednesses. Uter Siddist, verse 6. Hayalano chacho
ba'aletat egeba tetalu. Tafach anatina kalena yisamalu.
When the judges are overthrown in stony places, they shall hear my words, for they are sweet, for they are sweet. Chayalano chacho be'aletat egebatet alu. Here we have chayalano chacho. Chayalan, the powerful ones, the mighty ones, the chayalan. Chayalan from chayal, power, both in the Amharic and in the Hebrew, chayal. Chayil, here we have Chayalan no Chacho, their powerful ones, their mighty ones, almost like I said, their rulers, their powerful ones, the ones of Chayil, the mighty ones, Chayalan no Chacho, their judges, brother, as their judges, be'olet, against, by way of olet, the stone, at Egeb, close to, by way of the olet, by way of the stone. Now here, from the Hebrew sense, the power, the source, the true good, the true God, is likened to that true rock, that true stone. So here, the olet, at Egeb, near Tetalu, their judges, nearby, close to the olet, the rock, Tetalu, are cast down. Their judges, Chayalano Chacho, their powerful ones, their archons, to bring out the sense of their archons, their rulers. Chayalano Chacho, the Olet at Egeb, nearby the Olet, Tetalu, are cast down, the sense are overthrown, right? Overthrown by or near or close to the olet, the rock. Tafach natina. Tafach, sweet. Tafach, sweet natina. For she is. Tafach natina. Tafach natina. For she is sweet. Kalein. 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 My word. Kalein. Yisamalu.
Yisamalu, for they will hear my word. They will hear Yisamalu, they will hear Kalein. Afat Natana. So the sense here in the Ethiopic, the Royal Amharic, we could say Psalm here is Afat Natana, for they are sweet. Kalein Yisamalu, my words, imply my words they will hear. For my word is words, and Afat Natana, for they are sweet. Kuter Sabat, verse 7. Bemidrlai in the Tesenetke, in the Merate Gual, in Dihu at Into Chachin, Besiola Tebetanu. Our bones are scattered at the grave's mouth, as when one cutteth and cleaveth wood up on upon the earth. Bemidrlai upon the earth, in the Tesenetke, in the Merate Gual. Merit Gual. Tesenetke, that is split as that in the like Tesenetke, as upon the land, upon the earth, in the Tesenetke, as that which is split in the Merit, as like a field, say, speaking of the land, Gual, as the clod, the Gual, Gual, the clod, or a lump of earth, a lump of clay. It could be a clod, like a lump of dirt, right? A clod. So here, gual, gual, bemidrlai in the tesenetke, in the meret gual, upon the earth, like that which is split, tesenetke, in the meret, like the land gual, like a clod, a clock, a clod of the earth, a lump of clay, like a lump of clay, so to speak. Indeed, who like this, at into chachin, at int bone, at into chachin, our bones. Indeed, who like this and like this, at into chachin, our bones, besiol, besiol, in siol, in sheol. Tebetanu is scattered, our bones is scattered in Sheol, in the underworld. Sheol, Desiol, Tebetanu, Kuter Cement, Abetu, Geta, Ainochea, Wodante Nachuina, Beante Tamenhu, Nefsen Ataut'at. But mine eyes to thee, O Lord, O God the Lord, here KJV, O God the Lord, Abetu, Geta. In thee I is my trust. Leave not my soul destitute. Abirtu, I father's father, father of the house, Ab of the bait. Abirtu, Geta, Geta, sovereign, O Lord, Geta, Abirtu, Geta. Ainoche, my eyes, what ante towards the eye male, nachowina, nachowina, they are. Ainoche, what ante, nachowina. The ante, in the eye, tamenuhu, tamen, faith, trust, tamenuhu, tamenu. I trust in the eye, male. The ante, tamenu, nefsein, ataut'at. Leave my soul not destitute. Don't leave. Leave not my soul destitute. Nefse, my soul, my psyche. Nefsein, ataut'at. Don't leave her. Actually, it brings out the sense of don't leave my soul. Nefsein, ataut'at. Kuter zeteng. Verse 9. Ka sawarubin wet med. Amet nema kamiya dergua sawocha in a kfatat ebkeng. Keep me, keep I from the snares which they have laid for me, for I, and the gins of the workers of iniquity. Kasawaru bin, from that which they have hidden, ka from sawaru, sawaru, they hid bi. Upon, on, against, nye, bing, bing, bing. Ka sawaru bing, wet med, wet med, wet med, a trap, wet med. Ka sawaru bing, wet med, from the trap they have laid against me. Amet inim, amet, Amet, rebellion, Amet Tzinim, and rebellion, or the sense of rebellion or iniquity as it's brought out here, rebellion, Kamiya Dargu Sawoch, from those who practice, Kamiya Dargu Sawoch, Sawoch, people, men and people, Kamiya Dargu, those who do, Amet, 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 Amet Tzinim, Amets inim, and rebellion, iniquity, rebelliousness, kamiya dargu sawoch, from people, men and people who practice rebelliousness, iniquity, in the kafat, in kafatat evkeng, in kafat, in a kafat, in kafat, in the kafat, in kafat is a hindrance, like a constraint, a hindrance, an obstacle, a hurdle, a constraint, right? Here, it says, from the hindrance or the constraint or the obstacle of those who work rebelliousness, tebkeng, guard I, protect I, like hedge I about, tebkeng, Kasa warubinya wet med ametsinima kamiya dargusa wocha in kfatat of kang. Kutarasar, verse 10. Ine, bichayin, iskalifa dresa hat yatenyo cha be wet medachoa yudeku. May the wicked, the ratchet, fall into their own nets, whilst that I withal escape. Ine, I, pronoun for I, ine, bichayin, bicha, bicha, only, to say only in that sense, bichayi, like only I, and only I, ine, bichayin, iskalifteres, and I alone, right, we have in the bicha and the Ethiopic, the Bahitawi sense, alone, bahit, to be alone. But here, ine bichayin, I only, iska until alif, sense of the pass, like pass over, the pass by, in that sense. The bring out the idea of escape, iska lif the rest, until I escape. Ine bichayin, iska lif the rest. The sinners, the uckers, be wet medacho, their traps, be by way of or in, be wet medacho, in their own traps, yudeku, let them fall, let them fail into their own traps. Ine bichayin iska lifteresa chat yatenyoch, be wet medacho, yudeku.
Legashun, Agarashun, Memelech, Memelegashun, Zengashwe, Ethiopia Menosh, you know. But who want the next verse with Amarik?
Some people still searching for this truth here, which this reggae music, you know, bring cross to them, and the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari.
መዝሙር 140 በቅንፍ 141 የዳዊት መዝሙር። አቤቱ ወደ አንተ ጮህ ስማኝ፣ ወደ አንተ ስጮህም የልመናዬን ቃል አድምጥ። ጸሎቴን በፊትህ እንደ ዕጣን ተቀበልልኝ፣ እጅ መንሳቴም እንደ ሰርክ መሥዋዕት ትሁን። አቤቱ ለአፍ የጠባቂ አኑር፣ የከንፈሮቼንም መዝጊያ ጠብቅ። ልቤን ወደ ክፉ ነገር አትመልሰው፣ አመፅን ከሚያደርጉ ሰዎች ጋር ለኃጢአት ምክንያት እንዳልሰጥ፣ ከምርጦቻቸውም ጋር አልተባበር። ጻድቅ በምሕረት ይገስጸኝ ይዝለፈኝም፣ የኃጢአተኛ ዘይት ግን ራሴን አይቅባ። ጸሎቴ ገና በክፋታቸው ላይ ነውና ሃያላኖቻቸው በአል ተጠገብ ተጣሉ አፋጭናትና ቃልን ይሰማሉ በመድር ላይ እንደተሰነጠቀ እንደ መሬት ጓል እንዲሁ አጥንቶቻችን በሲኦል ተበተኑ አቤቱ ጌታ አይኖቼ ወደ አንተ ናቸውና በአንተ ታመን ነፍሴን አታውጣት ተሰወሩብኝ ወጥመድ አመጥንም ከሚያደርጉ ሰዎች እንቅፋት ጠብቀኝ እኔ ብቻዬን እስካልፍ ድረስ ኃጢአተኞች በወጥመዳቸው ይውደቁ
Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense.
For 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 thee as incense.
Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense.
As incense.
Before thee as incense. As incense. As incense. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense.
For 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 thee as
Right. Right.
Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense.
For 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 thee. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense.
As incense.
Before thee as incense. As incense.
As incense,
as incense,
as incense,
as incense,
as incense,
as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice,
the evening sacrifice,
the evening sacrifice,
before thee as incense,
before thee as incense,
before thee as incense,
forth before thee as incense,
prayer be set forth before thee as incense,
prayer be set forth before thee as incense.
Prayer be set forth before thee as incense,
thee as incense,
thee
as
prayer be set forth before thee as
prayer be set forth before thee,
prayer be set forth before thee,
forth before thee,
forth before thee,
forth
before
prayer be set forth before thee,
prayer be set forth before thee as incense,
and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice,
as the evening sacrifice,
as the evening sacrifice. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice,
as the evening sacrifice,
as the evening sacrifice.
Psalm 141.
Lord, I cry unto thee. Make haste unto me. Give ear unto my voice when I cry unto thee. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth. Keep the door of my lips. Incline not my heart to any evil thing, to practice wicked works with men that work iniquity, and let me not eat of their dainties. Let the righteous smite me, it shall be a kindness. And let him reprove me, it shall be an excellent oil, which shall not break my head. For yet my prayer also shall be in their calamity. When their judges are overthrown in stony places, they shall hear my words, for they are sweet. Our bones are scattered at the grave's mouth, as when one cutteth and cleaveth wood upon the earth. But mine eyes are unto thee, O God the Lord. In thee is my trust. Leave not my soul destitute. Keep me from the snares which they have laid for me, and the gins of the workers of iniquity. Let the wicked fall into their own nets, whilst that I withal escape.
Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Evening sacrifice. Evening sacrifice. Evening sacrifice. Evening sacrifice. Evening
sacrifice.
מזמור קוף מם א' מזמור לדוד. אדוני קראתיך חושה לי, האזינה קולי בקוראי לך. תיקון תפילתי כתורת לפניך, משאת כפיים מנחת ערב. שיטה אדוני שמרה לפי, נצרה על דל שפתי. אל תת ליבי לדבר רע, להתעולל עלילות ברשע. את אישים בועלי אבן, ובל אלחם במנעמיהם. יהלמני צדיק חסד, ויוכיחני שמן ראש על יני ראשי, כי עוד ותפילתי ברעותיהם. נשמטו בידי סלע שופטיהם, ושמעו אמרי כי נענו. כמו פולח ובוקע בארץ, נפזרו עצמנו לפי שאול. כי אליך אלוהים אדוני עיני, בך חסיתי על תיאר נפשי. שומרני מדי פח יקישו לי, ומוקשות פועלי אבן. יפלו ומחמוריו רשעים, יחד אנוכי עד אעבור.
Let my
Yahuwah, Kratika, Hushali, Hazina Koli, De Kari, 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 Mizmor, Mizmor Kof, Meim, Aleph, Mizmor Kof, Meim, Aleph. Psalm 141. Here, a Midrash on today's Psalm, Mizmor Kof, Meim, Aleph, Mizmor Kof, Meim, Aleph. Mizmor Lidawid, Yahuwah, Kratika, Hushali, Hazina Koli, De Kari, Lach. A psalm of David. Lord Yahuwah Jehovah, I have called thee. Make haste to me. Give ear to my voice when I call to thee, to the eye. Mizmor LeDawid. Yahuwah Ratika Hushali Hazina Koli Bekai Lach. Shlomo Hamelech. Solomon said, the Lord is far from the wicked, but he heareth the prayer of the righteous. The light of the eyes rejoiceth the heart, and a good report maketh the bones fat. Hear, hear, the Mishal, Mishle Shlomo, the Proverbs, Proverbs of Solomon, chapter 15, Proverbs 15, verses 29 to 30. The Lord is far from the wicked, the ratchet, but he heareth the prayer of the righteous. The light of the eyes rejoices the heart, and a good report maketh the bones fat. Fat, fat, fat. Rachok Yahuwah me'er sha'im, utfilat ha'tzadkim yishma. Mor aynayima yismach leg. Shmua tova, te dashen atzem. He who be, Yahuwah Jehovah, is far from the wicked. Rachok Yahuwah me'er sha'im. But he heareth the prayer of the righteous. Utfilat ha'tzadkim yishma. The light of the eyes rejoiceth the heart. Me'or aynayim yismach leb. And a good report maketh the bones fat. Shemua tova tidashen atzem. Hear, hear, Shlomo said, he who be who he be is far from the ratchet, but he heareth the prayer of the righteous. The light of the eyes rejoiceth the heart, and a good report maketh the bones fat. HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, the Holy One, blessed be he, May the eyes of the righteous shine. May their hearts rejoice. May their bones fat, in that he gave them good tidings. And what were the good tidings he gave them? That is written at the end of the preceding psalm, namely Psalm 140, verses 12 to 14, that reads, "The violent and evil man shall be hunted with thrust upon thrust. I know that the Lord will maintain the cause of the poor and the rights of the needy. Surely the righteous shall give thanks to thy name. The upright shall dwell in thy presence." Ish lashon bala yikona ba'aretz. Isha chamas ra'a yitzudeinu le'madachepot. Ya da'ita. Kia ya'ise Yahuwa dina onni. Mishpata evyonim, akal tzarikima yodua lishmecha, yeshvua yisharim et paneka. Here. A slanderer shall not be established in the earth. Ish lashon, bala yikon ba'aretz. A slanderer, ish, a man, lashon, a man of tongue. Ish lashon, bala yikon ba'aretz. The violent and evil man, Isha Hamas Ra'a, the violent man, evil, Isha Hamas Ra'a, shall be hunted with thrust upon thrust. Yitzudeinu le madachefot, thrust upon thrust. Yitzudeinu will be hunted. Yitzudeinu le madachefot. Here, the katib, yada'ita, the I know. Yada'ita, here the kere, yada'iti, I know. I have known, yada'iti, I know because I have known. So here the kativ says, speaking to the I, yada'ita, the I, speaking to a male, know, yada'ita. Here the kere, yada'iti, what is said, yada'iti, kia ya'ise, Yahuwah din oni, I know that he who he be, will maintain the cause of the poor. Yada'ita, ki ya'ise, Yahuwah din oni, the I know that he who he be, will maintain the cause of the poor. Yada'iti, ki ya'ise, Yahuwah din oni, I know that he who he be, will maintain the cause of the poor. And the right of the needy, the judgment of the needy, mishpata evyonim, of the Ebionites, the Ebionim, mishpata evyonim, surely, ak, for sure, verily, ak, tzadikim, for sure, the righteous, the tzadikim, yodu, will give yada, yodu, will give thanks, yodu, lishmeka, to shemeka, the Hashem, even the Hashem, HaKadosh, Baruch Hashem, the upright shall dwell in thy presence. Yeshvua yisharim etapaneka, yeshvu yisharim etapaneka, etafaneka, etafanecha, the upright, the yisharim, shall dwell, shall be seated, yeshvu, shall yashar be seated, be enthroned, yeshbu, yishari, shall dwell, et paneka, in thy face, in thy presence, in thy perception. Hear. Accordingly, David, he prayed, I beseech thee, let me be in the number of those that will behold, paneka, et paneka, et fanecha, the eye face, the eye presence, the eye perception, Yahuwah, O Jehovah, HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, Baruch Hashem, blessed be the name.
The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men.
Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible.
Lord, I have called to thee. Make haste to me. Yahuwah Kratika Hushali.
Hushali.
Jehovah Yahuwah Adonai Kratika Hushali. Jehovah, I have called to thee. Yahuwah Kratika. Make haste, Husha. Make haste, Husha. Make haste, Husha Li. Make haste to me. Husha Li. Yahuwah Kratika. Hushali,
Hushali,
Hushali.
What is meant by the words
Hushali? Make haste, Husha, to me, Li, Hushali. It is meant that David said, quote, even as I made haste to call thee, I, do thou make haste to me.
Hushali,
Hushali,
Hushali.
Make haste to I.
Make haste to I.
Make haste to I. And here a midrash note on Mizmor Kof. Mem Aleph, Mizmor Kof, Mim Aleph. Psalm 141, Psalm CXLI. Here a midrash note here. To call thee. This is Padua's emendation. In the ET, the edited text, it reads, quote, to practice thy precepts, to practice thy precept. It is meant that David said in saying, Hushali, Hushali, make haste to me, even as I make haste to call thee, even as I make haste to practice thy precepts, do I make haste to me, Yahuwah, Kratika, Hushali. What proverb fits here? What parable fits here? That of the man who had a lawsuit before the ruler. When the man saw that all the other litigants had advocates to plead for them, he called to the ruler and said, I beseech thee, all the litigants must have their advocates, but I have no advocate. I have no one to plead for me. Be thou my judge, and be thou, my advocate. In like manner, David called. One man puts his trust in the decorous and upright acts he has performed. Another puts his trust in the acts of his fathers, of his patriarchs. But I put my trust in thee, in the I. Even though I have no righteous acts, answer me, answer I, because I have called to thee, I have called to the I. Hence, here in Mizmor Kof, Mem Aleph, in Psalm 141, David said, Yahuwah Kratika, Hushali, Jehovah, O he who be, we be. I have called thee, Yahuwah Kratika. Make haste, Husha. Make haste to me, Husha Li. Let my prayer, make my prayer be set before thee as the incense, as the ishants, and make the lifting up of my hands be an evening sacrifice. Let make my prayer be set forth before thee as the incense, the ishants, and make the lifting up of my hands be an evening sacrifice. Hear, Hebraically, the Aleph verse right here. Tikon, tifilati, kitoreta lifanecha, masa'ata kapaya, minachata areb. Let make my prayer be set forth. Tikon, tifilati, tikon, to be set. Tikon, tifilati, my prayer, I pray, tifilati. Kitoret lifanecha, kitoret, aishant lifanecha. Lifanecha, as aishants before the eye, lifanecha, in the eye's face, in the eye's presence, before the eye. Tikona tifilati, kitoreta lifanecha, masa'ata kapai,
Masa'at, the lifting up. Masa'at, kapai, of my hands, kapai, of my palms, of my hands, kapai. Masa'ata kapai, minchata arep. Minchat, the minka. The minka, what is called the minka. Here, 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 he break me the minchat, minchat, also known as the minkat. Minchata arep. Minchata arep. Arev, the Arev, Arev, or the Arev, as some would say, Arev, the evening, Arev, Minchata Arev. Tikon tifilat, tiket reta lefanecha, masat kapai, Minchata Arev. May my prayer be set forth as aishents before the eye in thy face. Tikon tifilati, tiket reta lefanecha. The lifting up of my hands, masata kapai, of my kapai, of the palms of my hands. Kapai, minchata arev, minchat, the evening, the meal offering, minchat arev, of the evening. And here, 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 on the kitaret, the aishens, kitaret, the aishens, the masa'at kapai, the lifting up of my hands, or Hebraically, the lifting up of my palms. Masat kapai, masat, masat from nasa, nasa, masa'at kapai, the lifting up of my palms, and the minchat arev, the minkata arev, the evening sacrifice. Here, 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 incense, the incense, the kitoret, the Kittoret, the Aishens, Hebraically, as we have in Psalm 66, Hebraically, the 15th verse, we have the sweet smoke of rams, the sweet smoke of rams, the Kittoret, the Aishens. So the word is employed of the odor, the Kittoret, the odor of the sacrifice, burning on ha-mizbeach, on the mizbach, the mizbeach, the altar. The psalmist here is evidently precluded from bringing an offering and hopes that tifilato, his prayer, will be an efficacious, effective substitute. We also have Hosea chapter 14, verse 3 right here with the Aishens. Tikon tifilati kitoret lefaneka. May my prayer be set forth as incense, be set forth as incense before the eye, in the eye presence, the kitoret, the aishens, le faneka, in the eye's face, before the eye, or may my prayer be set forth before thee as the aishens, as the kitoret. Lifting up of my hands, the masa'ata kapai. Here, bringing out the Hebrew, the kap, right, the kap, right, the kap or the kaf, the palm of the hand. As the Hebrew letter kaf, we have the Hebrew letter kaf, and the Hebrew letter kaf, even in the latter asherit or the Masoretic, the square pointing, brings out that sense of the palm, the cup palm of the hand, as to receive. And here, with the masa'at kapai, the lifting up of my palms, the lifting up of my hands, more specifically, the lifting up of my palms, here is the attitude, here is the visual glyph, or the attitude of prayer, the lifting up of the palms, the lifting up of the hands. We also have it in Psalms 28, Hebraically the second verse, Psalm 28, XXVIII, and 2, as well as in Psalm 63, Hebraically the fifth verse, Psalm LXIII, Hebraically the fifth verse, the lifting up of the hands, and here the masa'at kapai, the lifting up, the masa'at of the palms, the kapai of my hands, and the minchat arev, the minkata arev, we have the evening, Arev, the Arev, Arev, or some would point it as Arev, but here it's pointed as Arev, the evening, Minchat, Minchat, Minkat, Minkat, the evening offering, the evening offering. We have the evening offering. So here in Numbers, we have Numbers, the fourth book of Moshe, the Hebrew book by Midbar in the wilderness called Numbers, Numbers chapter 28, XXVIII and 4. And here in Numbers chapter 28 and 4, it reads,
The one lamb shall thou offer in the morning, and the other lamb shall thou offer at even. So the KJV reads, the one lamb shall thou offer in the morning, and the other lamb shall thou offer at even. So here, looking at the Chumash and looking at the Masoretic Hebrew, we have Eta HaKaves Echad Ta'ise V'Abokar V'Eta HaKaves HaSheini Ta'ise Bein HaArba'im HaArba'im. Here, the one lamb shalt thou offer in the morning. Eta HaKaves Kaves, the Kaves HaKaves, or some would enunciate as HaKaves, HaKaves, Kaves, Eta HaKavesa Echad, the one, Ta'isse, shalt thou do, make, do, Ta'isse, Ba Boker, in the Boker, and the other lamb shalt thou offer at dusk, or the even, KJV, the evening. Ve'etor, ve'eta HaKavesa, Hasheni, the second, Hasheni, Ta'ise, shalt thou do, Bain, between HaArbayi, between the evenings, Bain HaArbayi, between the evens, or at even, or at dusk. So here, the evening sacrifice in Numbers chapter 28, verse 4. So the mention of this particular offering here in Mizmor Kof Mem Aleph, Kof Mem Aleph, in this Mizmor Lidawi, this chant intonation Isis of David, Mizmor Lidawi, the mention of this particular offering here led some to suggest that the psalm, this particular psalm, Psalm 141, Psalm CXLI, this psalm was composed, some say, as a hymn for the evening use and for the evening service here, with focus on this verse here, the Beit verse, or the second verse Hebraically, Tikon, Tifilati, Kitoreta Lefaneka, Masa'ata Kapai, Minchata Areb, may my prayer be set forth as incense, as aishence, before thee, the eye, before the eye's face, in the eye's presence, perception. The lifting of my hands, or kapai, my palms, masata kapai, as the evening sacrifice, minchat areb. And just a little bit more right here on the mincha, Hebraically from the Hebrew, mincha. In this form here, minchat. Others say the minka. May hear I and I say the minka, as it's pronounced in modern Hebrew, minka. Hebraically, the mincha, and the minchat. The minka, the minkat. Here, the H4503. And it's defined according to the BDB definition as a gift, tribute, offering, present, oblation, sacrifice, meat offering. And here I would like to zoom in on the fact that what is called in Old English, and particularly the KJV, the King James Version, as the meat offering is a bloodless offering, is usually a grain offering, and does not have any debtors or any flesh. All right, so here this is a gift, present, tribute, and offering, Elohim, to the true good, the true God, and the grain offering. And it's said to come from a more ancient, unused root word meaning to apportion or to bestow. The part of speech, this word is feminine, the part of speech right here. Now, Strong's definition brings out the min ka, as apportion, bestowal, a donation. In a euphemistic sense of the word, it's tribute. Specifically, the mincha is a sacrificial offering. It's an offering, the type, a sacrificial offering, and usually it is a bloodless and voluntary. So usually it's bloodless as a grain offering, no debtors, and it's voluntary. It's a gift, oblation, an offering, often called in the KJV, the King James Version, often referred to as a meat offering. More correctly, it should be meal meal offering, being usually the grain offering, a present, and in this context, quote, a sacrifice, though the more correct word would be an offering. And the word mincha, is found in various places. One of the first mentions is in Bereshit, in Genesis, Genesis chapter 4, verse 3, concerning the offering found in this verse here. And in process of time, it came to pass that Cain, brought of the fruit of the ground an offering, LaYahuwah, to Jehovah, is one of the first areas. And the second area found, the second place in Bereshit, in Genesis chapter 32, verse 14, where the English reads right here, the English reads, just to bring this out right here, just getting the word in the verse. Now, this is one of those verses where sometimes the English and the translations don't quite agree, because it might be the next verse over. It's the next verse over, not that specific verse. But here in Genesis it's in chapter 32, verse 14 in the English, where it says, "And he lodged there that same night and took of that which came to his hand a present. So here's the mincha, a present for Esau, his brother. So here is some of the first usages within the scripture of the mincha, the mincha, and its other places. But now in the sense of the psalm, what David is bringing forward is intimately connected with the tabernacle worship, and is according to the pattern. So even with the verse, "May my prayer be set forth as incense before thee." In the Hebrew, he's saying tikkun, to be set, tikkun, right? Also, like nachon means right in Hebrew, like nachon, like it's right, tikkun. The sense here is that it be set, that it be proper, tifilati, my prayer be proper, be right, be set as proper, right, kitoret, aishens, my prayer, and the connection of my prayer, aishens, lefaneka, before the eye. So bringing out the more direct sense and even the translations, where it says, "Let my prayer be set forth as." In the Hebrew, we don't have a as or like or as. It's more direct. Tikon tifilati, my prayer be set, be right. Kitoret, aishens, before the eye. So here, and bringing this forward out right here, and we have just zoomed in just to bring in the sense in the second part. Masa'at kapai, the lifting up of my hands. Min hata areb. It's not as the translator puts in as. The as is not there. So it implies that the aishens prayer and the lifting up of the hands, evening sacrifice. And there we are getting the tabernacle of David sense, a man after Jehovah's own heart, and more of the Berit Chadasha, the true worship sense, based on the Hebrew pattern. So here, looking in the KJV, right? If you look in the KJV version of today's psalm, Mizmor Kof Mem Aleph, Mizmor Kof Mem Aleph, we have the as before incense italicized, the and also italicized, and the next as italicized. So the direct reading, "Let my prayer be set forth, aishens," right? Set forth before the aishens, the lifting up of my hands or kapai, my palms, the evening sacrifice, or the evening offering, the evening mincha. So here, David choosing these words. What did David mean by the words, "Let my prayer be set forth as the aishens, tikon, tifilati, ketoret, lefanecha"? It's as though David said, Adonai, my Lord, as long as the temple, was standing, we set forth incense, aishens, kitoret, in them heart, kitoret, Ethiopically, the kitoret, we set forth kitoret, lefanecha, before the eye and the eye's face. But now, that we have neither altar, mizbeach, nor Kohen Gadol, high priest, accept thou tifilati, accept thou my prayer, tifilati, selote, tifilati, my prayer. May the firmament open so that tifilati, my prayer, can come lefanecha, before the eye, in the eye's presence, in the eye's face. Hence, here, David said, let my prayer, make my prayer be set forth before thee as the aishens, the lifting up of my hands, my palms, as an evening sacrifice. Tikon tifilati ketoreta lefanecha masata kapai minachata areb. In connection with these words, one may read in Scripture, even in Ezra chapter 9, verses 5 to 6, where it reads, at the evening offering, I arose up from my fasting, even with my garment and my mantle rent, and I fell upon my knees, up on my knees, and spread out my hands to the Lord my God. And I said, O my God, I am ashamed and blush to lift up my face to thee, to the eye. O my God, Elohai, Hailei. Uav minchata ha'ereba kamatia, miya ta'initia, ua vikaraia, avikadia, ua me'ilia, wa ekre'a Allah birkaia, wa efarisaka paia liya huwa elohai. And at the evening offering, ua minchata ha'ereb, I arose from my fasting, even with my garment and my mantle rent, ripped, and I fell upon my knees and spread out my hands to Yahuwah, Jehovah Elohai, my Elohim, my power. Uabe minchata ha'ereba kamatiya miyata initiya uave kar'iya bigdiya uame iliya wa ekre'a Allah birkai wa efresakapai Eliyahua Elohai. And I said, wa umra Elohai boshtia we nikalamtia laharim Elohai panai eleka kia onotenu rabua le ma'ela rosh we asha matenu Kadla al lashamayi. And I said, Elohai, Hailei, O my Elohim, my true good, true God, my power, Elohai, I am ashamed, Elohai, boshti, I'm ashamed, and blush to lift up my face to thee, Elohai, Elohai, boshti, we nikalamtia le hari, Elohai, panai, eleka, for Our iniquities are increased over our head, over the head. Ki e onotenu rabua le ma'ela rosh. And our guiltiness we ashamatenu, we ashmatenu. And our guiltiness, ashmatenu, is grown up. Gadala has become big. Gadala, grown up, become big. Ad la shamayi, is grown up to the heavens. So here we have Ezra's confession and prayer, the connection with the evening offering, the time when the itinual daily offering of the evening was brought, and the reference to Numbers, Bamidbar, Numbers chapter 28, here, verse 4, point of reference. And here we have Ezra's confession concerning his fasting, concerning his garment and his mantle being rent, falling upon his knees. Literally in the Hebrew here, he knelt. Berkai, knelt for kneeling at prayer. We have First Kings chapter 8, verse 54. We have Psalm 95, Hebraically the 6th verse, and Daniel chapter 6, verse 11, and the spreading out, where he mentions the spreading out of his hands, Here we have wa efrisa, wa efrisa, wa efrisa, wa efrisa kapai eli Yahweh Elohai, where he says that and spread out my hands to Jehovah Elohai, Haliyai. This is the attitude for this attitude of supplication, spreading out of the hands, the lifting of the hands. We have Exodus chapter 9, verse 29, 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 22, and Yeshayahu, Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 1, verse 15. So why did Ezra arise from his fasting at the evening offering? As those to say, quote, all day until this moment my strength held up and I felt no distress. But at the moment of the evening offering, my strength ebbed away from me, and my bowels were griped with hunger. Hence here at the early evening prayer, a man should confess his sin, cheto, his uckery, and beseech Ha'el, Ha'el Elohim, the true good, the true God, as is said even here, and let and make the lifting up of my hands be an evening sacrifice. May the lifting up of my hands, the evening offering, Masa'at Kapai Min Chat Areb. So here, the fuller verse, Daniel chapter 9, verse 20, the fuller verse, and whilst I was speaking and praying and confessing my sin, my uckery, and the sin, the uckery of my people Israel, and presenting my supplication before Yahweh Jehovah Elohai, Haliyai, for the holy mountain of Elohai, of Haliyai, of my power, ועוד אני מדבר ועמית פלל ועמית ודע חטאתי וחטאת עמי ישראל ומפיל תחינתי לפני יהוה אלוהי על הר הקדש אלוהי. Full of verse. Here. Next verse. Verse 21. Full of verse. Yay. Here. Yay, that's yay. There we go. 21, verse 21. Yay, saith Daniel, yay. Whilst I was speaking in prayer, even the man Gabriel, whom I had seen in the vision at the beginning, being caused to fly swiftly, touched me about the time of the evening oblation. Here, the second part of the verse, with od ani midabira bata fila with haish Gabriel asher raitia be chazon bata chila mu off no gea elaya kait minachat areb. So we have here in the Midrash, the translation, whilst I was speaking and praying and confessing my sin, ועוד אני מדבר ועמית פלל ועמית ודה, מית ודה ועמית ודה, the vidui, confession, stretching forth the hands, ועמית ודה, Chatati, my sins, my uckery. And here the verse goes forward to say, and the sin of my people Israel, and the sin of my people Chataat, with Chataat Ami Yisrael, and presenting my supplication before Jehovah, my Elohim, my true good, true God, my power, O Mapila, Techinati lifnei Yahuwah Elohai, for the holy mountain of Elohai, of Haliyai, al har kodesh, upon har kodesh, concerning, about, on, al har kodesh Elohai. Second verse, yea, while I was speaking, while I was speaking in prayer, we're awed and continuing, the awed and continuing going on while I was speaking, while we're awed, ani medaber, and while I was speaking, batafila, in tefila, in prayer, the man Gabriel, with Haish, Gabriel, whom Asher I had seen, Raiti, the one who I had seen in the vision, Bechazon, Batachila, at the beginning, being caused to fly, Mu'af, be off, and being caused to fly swiftly, approach close to me, Nogeah, Eli, upon I, close to I, or KJV brings out the sense of touched me about the evening time. Here in the Hebrew, nogea, to touch or to even approach close, nogea elai, k'eit, about like the time, k'eit, minchat arev, about the time of the minchat, of the offering, arev, the evening offering. And at what moment did Gabriel approach? At the moment of the evening offering, at the moment of the minchat arev, k'eit minchat arev. And here the midrash note, this offering was made at the time of the, some say, afternoon service. This offering, here, the minchat, is made and was made at the time of the afternoon service. The minchat arev.